Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, what's going on? It is QL from The Night Show on 963 The Block and of course in Spartanburg 104.5. And welcome to The Ether Show with QL, the podcast edition. So, of course, I had to create the podcast because The Night Show is actually number one in Greenville right now. And you guys want to hear more from me, whether it is on air or off air. And a lot of things that we talk about on air, we should definitely continue the conversation. So, here it is, The After Show. We'll bring in different community influencers. We'll continue the conversations that we talk about on air, and not only that, whatever you guys want me to talk about, different topics, you know, anything, hit me up at QL at 963 The Block. Shoot me your ideas and we'll definitely make that happen on this podcast. All right, so yesterday on The Night Show we actually talked about a woman who was actually getting married. She was at the venue of her wedding. Friends and family was there. You know, I'm sure in her head right now she is super excited. This is like the day that every woman waits for, only to find out that your husband would not be showing up to the wedding. He ditches out without telling anyone. Well, of course, I opened the phone lines up and allowed my Block listeners to chime in and hear some of their thoughts. It's The Night Show with QL right here on The Block, and tonight we're talking about a bride-to-be whose fiancé never showed up to the wedding day, leaving her embarrassed in front of lots of friends and family. You can join the conversation on our Facebook at 963 The Block, but I'm going to the phone lines. It is The Block. Hello.
This is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. What's going on?
I want to know what she got going on.
She's saying that she needs help now. Her fiancé didn't show up to the wedding.
Girl, if you don't go file charges against him and get your money back.
File charges for what? What you mean go to file charges on him?
He better go try to sue his ass.
Sue him for not showing up to the wedding? Is that what ladies really do in 2018?
You, it's over $3,000.
So you trying to tell me if me and you was together, we were supposed to get married, I decide, hey, I'm not showing up on the wedding day, you going to sue me?
I'm going to sue you and kick your ass. How about that?
You are silly.
I'm for real.
Listen, I'm not taking nobody's sides. I'm just saying maybe brother man, he just got nervous. He wasn't ready to get married, and it is what it is and ain't what it ain't.
It obviously, I say kick his ass and go to the courthouse.
I appreciate you for chopping in.
No problem.
Yo, she's saying take him to court and fight him. What are your thoughts about it? 1-844-405-4963. The phone lines are open. What would you do if you were a bride-to-be and your fiancé didn't show up to the wedding the day of?
Hey, I was calling in about the wedding.
All right, who is this and where you calling from?
This is Manisha calling from Spartanburg.
All right, Manisha, let me hear your thoughts.
She is a fool. Like, you knew. Had to know earlier on in the relationship. He's not the type to commit, but that's his law. She should just boss up and find somebody better.
So in this case, whose fault is it? Is it the bride's fault or is it the man's fault?
Well, it's the man's fault for being a jerk, but it's the lady's fault for actually not seeing the signs.
And halfway through their relationship, all I'm saying is there had to be some type of signs that she should have saw, okay, this isn't going to work out long term.
Exactly.
Thanks for chiming in on this story.
Thanks.
It is The Block. Who's this?
This is Mr. Food for the Soul from Greenville, South Carolina.
All right, let me hear your thoughts.
I feel like she really need to get this man and find out what really happened, you know, get her understand. She don't know what happened, why he didn't show, you know. He could have got cold feet. He could be dead somewhere. So don't nobody know exactly what happened to them.
You know what, you're right. And there may be a deeper issue too.
Right. It could be something way deeper. He could be in the hospital somewhere. So you always had to get understanding about those.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for calling in and giving me a male perspective about this.
Yeah, most definitely.
It is The Block. Hello.
Yes, sir. I gotta put in on this because This is crazy.
Okay, let me hear it.
First of all, when do you pocket out all that money and then not dawn on you at any point that maybe I'm the only one that wants to get married?
But you know what? She may have been a hopeless romantic, and you know, in those type of cases, you don't really see all of that.
Okay, she had bridesmaids, right? And then she could have took the bridesmaids to the honeymoon with her.
You know what? This story's so crazy. I've never heard anything like it.
Did you not also say something about $11,000?
Yeah, so this lady actually spent over $11,000 in just collateral as a whole for the wedding. And then she realized that he didn't even pay the $500 deposit for the venue where the wedding was taking place at.
Okay, I tell you what, I put down my crazy a long time ago. So if he's willing to pay half of that, then he's forgiven.
And y'all could just go about your ways and you'll be all to the good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sounds fair to me. Who is this and where you calling from?
This is Nikki and I'm calling from Greenville.
Thanks for chiming in.
Thank you.
Always. You got any shout outs you want to give?
To my sister, Corinthia.
You can chime in too at 1-844-405-4963. What would you do if your fiance didn't show up to the wedding the day of? It is The Block. Hello.
This is Lakeen calling from Greenville.
All right. Let me hear your thoughts.
Okay. I didn't hear the full story. What I gather, dude didn't show up to their wedding.
No, ma'am. He did not show up to the wedding.
To me, she should have seen a sign somewhere where he wasn't going to show up or they had a disagreement or a big disagreement. So that's why I'm guessing she's not telling the full truth on what happened.
And you know what? That is what we may not never know.
No, but I would hope that they went at least in half for this wedding and she didn't put out all her money for it.
Oh, no. She spent all of her money.
Okay, so that's another issue. She shouldn't have done that. If two people get married, I understand a lot of times that the females spend more on the wedding, but at least let a guy spend a good portion on it. But that's my take on it.
Well, I appreciate you for chiming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, so you see how that conversation went. Quite interesting, right? Well, yo, you can chime in on that on our Facebook at 963 The Block, and make sure you are following us on all social media at 963 The Block. You can also follow me on my personal social media outlets at ConnectQL. That's ConnectQL. Also, don't forget that if there's some topics that you want to talk about on the after show with QL, or maybe you want to hear, hit me up. Let me know. I'm all for you coming inside the studio. Let's talk. Let's connect. And let's continue to make the night show with QL number one on the block. 963 in Greenville. And of course, Spartanburg 104.5. I appreciate you for chiming in to the after show with QL, the podcast edition.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.